name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today we forgive. Today is Forgiveness Sunday. Tomorrow we fast. And the day after tomorrow, we keep fasting. No. Today is forgiveness. Today we forgive. Tomorrow we fast. And the day after tomorrow, or 40 days after tomorrow, we begin Holy Week. We begin Holy Week. And the whole purpose of this is the feast. Forgiveness, fasting, and feasting. Forgiveness, fast, and feast. Our text has that. I don't know if you noticed that. It begins, the scripture reading this morning begins right after the Lord's Prayer. The disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." He taught them the Lord's Prayer. The most beautiful prayer. The best prayer. You cannot improve on that prayer, folks. I wish you would all pray the Lord's Prayer every day. For every meal. Not that it becomes rote, but that it's the Lord speaking through you in prayer. Then notice, right at the end of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gives a little commentary on the prayer. And that little commentary begins with, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Forgiveness. It's at the heart and soul of our faith. Forgiveness. So we begin the journey of the fast, which is going to the feast. We begin that journey with forgiveness. Without forgiveness, we're stuck. We can't even lift one foot to go to the next step. Without forgiveness, we cannot begin the journey. And forgiveness begins with God. It's grace. Begins with God's love and His grace. He's the one who forgives. If we don't know His forgiveness, we will never be able to forgive others. God forgives. That's where it all begins. The church's triodion has tried to make that clear for us in the past several weeks. The publican seeking God's mercy is what? He's forgiven. The prodigal son seeking mercy from the Father is forgiven. And at the last judgment, the humble are ushered into the presence of God as forgiven people, as glorified people. And they're surprised. Lord, what? What? He says, "Yes, you are forgiven. You are going to share in my glory. Come into the kingdom." So at the last judgment, we tremble. We're humble at that last judgment. But everything that the Orthodox has to say about the last judgment ends with, after trembling, it ends with, and we beg of your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We stand before God, even in judgment, as forgiven. God forgives us. Some people get stuck there. You know, some people are so stuck, and I tend to be that way myself. We all tend to be that. We're so stuck that we can't even believe that God forgives us. We're stuck right there at grace. We can't receive that grace. God forgive me. How can that be? I, as a pastor in my whole ministerial life, have heard this from people who struggle with how they can believe that God loves them. You know, Jesus said on the cross, and I point people to the cross, and you question God's love for you? Look, what did Jesus say on the cross to those who crucified him?
to the Pharisees who stalked him throughout his ministry. And then they mock him when he's on the cross. What did Jesus say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We know that we live a life before God that makes us enemies of God. When you come to confession, you say, have mercy on me. I have angered you against me. We've made ourselves enemies of God. He forgives us. God is love, said the Apostle John. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Oh, come on, God. You must keep record. God knows and he doesn't forget. I think one of the silliest things I heard growing up was how, oh, God forgets all your sins. Oh, come on. Ridiculous. He doesn't remember them against you. But God knows that you're a forgiven sinner your whole life and for all eternity. That's part of the grace. That's part of the joy we have in eternity. God doesn't forget, but he doesn't hold them against us. Now, having received that forgiveness, we forgive others. That's what we're going to do this morning. This morning is Forgiveness Sunday. And we're going right into Forgiveness Vespers, by the way, right after Divine Liturgy. We forgive others, of course. God is a God of love and forgiveness and peace. Anyone who walks through the doors of repentance walks into that kingdom. That is a kingdom of peace. It's a kingdom of love. It's a kingdom of joy. It's a kingdom of forgiveness. And if we're in that kingdom, we will forgive others. God is not mocked. Some people make a mockery of our faith. The Lord's Prayer reminds us that the God who forgives us gives us grace to forgive others. We're going to enter into then tomorrow begins the fast. We are called by this God who forgives us to work hard at disciplining and bringing into subjection the passions of our bodies. So we go into that fast, but we must do it with the right heart. Jesus said at the very end, the very last verse that you read, Deacon Jeffrey, was, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Where is your heart? Where is my heart? We need to train our hearts. Our hearts need to be guided in the way of life, truth, and righteousness, kindness, and forgiveness. On their own, our hearts cannot be trusted. Like every part of us, our hearts have been affected by sin. They're affected by the sinful world in which we live. And the scriptures warn us that our hearts can lead us to horrible sin, to destruction and death. In Jeremiah chapter 17, we read, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it?" Proverbs 4 says, "Guard your heart above all else." Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from your heart. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." We pray, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me and know my paths, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We begin our journey with forgiveness. But tomorrow, don't forget, we fast. We don't fast like the hypocrites. We fast for our own good. If you fast so that others can say, "Wow, whew, where's your treasure?"
Your treasure is in the praise of men. It's not in heaven. Your heart is wrong. But if your heart is right with God, search me and know my heart. Guard your heart. Fast. I want you to fast as much as you can, and you can do more than you think you can. Fast and pray. Say, Lord, give me the discipline to bring this body in subjection to a life that loves you and loves others. But you need to nurture the heart to keep everything in line. God loves you. He forgives you. He calls you to love and forgive others. We're going to do that today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.